Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful weekend.
Probably busy for most.
Yeah.
Like us. No. I should say me.
What are you talking about? I did stuff.
Oh, please.
I picked up the turkey.
That was your contributing?
That's all I contribute usually.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, let's get on with the show, please.
Anyways. So, yeah, the first story we have is an update on a story we did several months ago on Raif Badawi, the Saudi blogger that was sentenced to 1,000 lashes in Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
For being critical of Islam.
You know, we can't have that.
No. A procedure for obtaining a pardon from Saudi Arabia's king is under the way for jailed Saudi blogger Raif Badawi, whose flogging sentence created worldwide outrage, a senior Swiss official said on Saturday.
You sure you're going to be able to say that? It's like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah, I got it, but barely.
A procedure for a pardon is now underway before the head of state, that is the King Salman. I can't even say that guy's name.
No, that's awful.
The Secretary of State at the Foreign Ministry said in newspaper La Liberté on Saturday. Badawi's wife, Ensaf Haidar, and their three children have political asylum in Canada and live in Sherbrooke, Quebec. She said Amnesty is waiting for more information, though it has concerns that even if Badawi is freed, he could be required to stay in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, now translate everything you just said.
So, Raif Badawi was sentenced to 1,000 lashes
for
insulting Islam.
Which is ridiculous, but yes.
Yes, and now, after his first set of lashings, first 50... they pretty much suspended it because it damn near killed him.
Yes, it did.
So he may have an official pardon on the way.
Oh.
But he may still have to spend his 10 years and a $250,000 fine.
In Saudi Arabia?
Right. So what's really interesting is something that just happened from Saudi Arabia last week.
Uh-huh.
They said that anyone who compares them to ISIS will be sued. So here you go, Saudi Arabia. You are just as bad as ISIS.
I second the motion. That is ridiculous.
So waiting for my lawsuit.
Talk about the dark ages over there. I mean, that's you speak ill of anything they disagree with, and you are going to not only be punished, but severely.
Yeah. So, okay, an American citizen, they can't sue me for one.
Well, of course.
They can certainly try.
I don't think
they'll get very far.
Yeah.
But to sue someone because they compare you to somebody else when you're doing the exact same thing that they're doing?
Saudi Arabia
has a history of executing apostates.
Yes.
They've killed, I think it's over 100.
Well, I was going to say, it's not like it's anything new.
Right. It's insane.
Yeah. And now they sound like a bunch of spoiled little kids to me.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you know, you can't call me names or I'm going to go tell the teacher, you know.
Yeah, that's basically what they're saying.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. But I hope they do sue me. That'd be fun.
Actually, it's just a headache I could do without, I should say.
Yeah, well, I think I could beat them in court.
Oh, don't doubt that one. Actually, it's not even going to go that far. That's just silly. Anyways,
next cool story.
All right.
You've heard of Penn and Teller?
Duh.
Well, they have been picked to be the grandmasters or the marshals of the Hollywood Christmas parade this year.
Oh.
It's interesting is they're both atheists.
I know, right? I imagine not many are pleased with that idea.
So the backlash hasn't come yet, but I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
I just thought that was really cool news that Penn and Teller were picked for the marshals of a holiday parade that's based on Christianity that they don't believe in.
Yeah, it's all commercial. I really think so. I mean, we don't celebrate Christmas, but our whole family does. So you can't, like, get away from it ever.
Right.
But yeah, no, I think that's really cool. But yes, I imagine, you know, the Christians out there who find out that don't already know that, you know, they're atheist. Oh, not the A word. They're going to like freak.
Yeah.
I really think so. Cause I mean, people freak at our bumper stickers and, you know, the fact that we put out a sign that says the axle tilt.
Axial.
Thank you. I can't say it. It's my turn talk to not be able not to talk. Being able to say things. It's my time to screw it up. You can say it then.
The axial tilt is the reason for this season.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Too many syllables. But anyways, you know, we don't do Christmas. We do winter solstice. So that just freaks people out too.
Yeah.
Because this is a world of Christmas.
Yeah. Gillette tweeted about the irony of his selection. And then in another tweet, he said, Christmas is just a secular holiday, just like you said.
Yeah, exactly. It's all commercial. That's for a majority of the people, even religious people who aren't, you know, like real into holy rolling kind of thing, a lot of them just do the commercial aspect of it. They don't do, you know, we have to go to Christmas Eve mass or, you know, prayer or whatever. It's just about big fat guy with beard and presents for the kids.
Yeah.
Kind of freaking out that the big fat guy is watching the children and knowing what they're doing at all times. That always freaked me out.
Well, that's still part of Christianity, the big fat guy in the sky.
Well, he's a slimmer version.
I don't know about that. I've seen pictures of different
Well, gods. I was going to say, there's actually been several different versions. But yeah. But yeah, it's all commercial. I mean, most holidays are just excuses to get out of work or eat or give presents. I mean, that's pretty much what they're all for.
Yeah.
Anyways,
moving on to some much sadder news.
Okay.
On Friday, a Christian terrorist opened fire on Planned Parenthood in Colorado Springs that ended after a lengthy standoff with police. This attack left 3 dead and 9 others injured. Among the victims were Garrett Swayze, a University of Colorado, Colorado Springs policeman.
Yes, I think most people have heard this in the media right now.
But you should have.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been plastered everywhere. Yeah.
The terrorist, identified as Robert Lewis Deere, who had a home in rural Buncombe County, North Carolina,
really?
Was arrested after a six-hour standoff. Now, he had a home that was backwoods, cabin, no electricity.
I saw his picture, man. He's freaky looking.
Yeah, he's kind of scary. While his actual motives are still unknown,
that's hard to figure out.
In one statement made after the suspect was taken for questioning, Deere said, quote, "No more baby parts."
Really?
In reference to Planned Parenthood, the video that came out a few months ago.
Right, on them selling baby fetuses.
Redundant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what Carly Fiorino said, though. They're selling baby fetus parts.
Yeah.
I don't think that's her exact words, but that's what she said.
Yeah, but the fact that I find, I guess for me, most interesting is the fact that they took this guy calm and quietly, basically. And yet you get a black teenager who gets shot for just walking in the wrong direction.
Right.
But this guy was like, you know, babied and coaxed and just, you know, right, taken gently.
Well,
and
not exactly taken gently. They did fire.
So the
problem was their bullets wouldn't go through the walls. I read that in a report.
Oh,
That they didn't have the right kind of bullets to go through walls, and he did.
So
there's another issue.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a whole nother episode.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the fact that the criminals have better weaponry than the police.
He walked in with an AK-47.
Yeah, I'm not even going there with that gun. I'm sorry, I just don't think civilians need to have a gun like that.
Yeah. Again, another show.
A whole nother show. A long show.
I don't even know if I want to do that show.
Yeah, it's that. No. Anyways, but yeah, the fact that his idea is to kill innocent women and sometimes children are with them. I mean, in this case, none of the injured were children, but, you know, children tag along with women. And it's not just women that go to these places either. And they don't go there only for abortions.
Right.
I mean, you would be floored at how the majority of what the women go there for is pregnancy care, because kids or young mothers who don't have a lot of money can get help through Planned Parenthood. Just a whole array of issues that have nothing to do with abortion go on through,
right,
Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I'm just ranting.
Yeah.
Go.
Well, what really pisses me off is the reaction from the pro-lifers.
Oh, I could imagine.
So here's one from Ryan on Twitter. No sympathy for any pregnant female who was injured in the Planned Parenthood shooting that was there to get an abortion. She deserved it.
Wow.
That's pro-life.
Okay, and there's another reason why I will say every time to any person, in my opinion, religion is a bad word.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, because I cannot even begin to go over how many things that religious people have done in the name of their belief that are so flippin' nasty. It's like, why the hell would you even... Why is there no signal going off in their head and saying, you know, maybe this is wrong. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this, you know? Yeah. I mean, where's their humanity when they're thinking or even commenting? They didn't go there physically, but just to make that kind of a comment.
Well, yeah. I mean, a few months ago, red-hatted pastor...
That's a tough
Josh Feuerstein.
Uh-huh.
Had put out a video that basically told people like this to make the doctors in abortion clinics afraid for their lives.
Oh, see?
And he's since taken it down, though. But luckily, there's still a few versions of it running around. But
he took it down because he got caught. Or he got in trouble is why he took it down.
He got a backlash.
Well, that's what I meant as far as trouble.
Somebody took his... I'm not saying that this guy listened to Josh Feuerstein. But somebody took his ideas and acted on it.
There's actually been several incidences where you get someone in authority who makes a comment like that, and then you get the local down below who listens to that and just goes and does something completely crazy and, you know, illegal. So...
But there are more tweets.
Oh, okay.
So this is from David, active shooter, Colorado Planned Parenthood. I would think this brave hero is saving innocent babies.
Are you kidding me? Okay, as far as... Okay, that makes no sense. Because if you shoot and kill a pregnant woman, whether she was there for an abortion or not, you just did the abortion for them.
Right. Well,
But not only that, though... Who's to say that's what she was there for? There could have just been a pregnant woman walking into Planned Parenthood for her regular checkup.
Right.
So.
Well, they released the ID of one of the victims.
Uh-huh.
She was a mother of two.
Uh-huh.
So what are those kids supposed to do now?
Yeah, exactly. They just destroyed three lives.
Right. Ridiculous. And then one more for you. Planned Parenthood shooter has done more in one day to save black babies than Black Lives Matter has done in the past several months.
That makes no sense to me.
No, it doesn't.
No, I mean...
This is a super racist tweet. And it's ridiculous that people would do this. I can't wrap my head around this idea. Do you need a minute? The idea that these people... think that killing someone else is
justifiable.
Is justifiable.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, they're taking more lives.
Right.
So technically that makes them the bad person.
Right. They are
regardless of what their beliefs are, and you shouldn't have abortions or whatever they say.
Then don't have one.
But they're actually killing more.
Right.
So that actually makes not only the situation worse because they're taking more lives. Where's the pro-life in that?
Yeah, there's no pro-life in that.
They're willing to take out people. So where's the pro-life in that?
I know. It's
hypocritical.
And that's why I call this guy a Christian terrorist, because that's what he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's ridiculous, and the fact that we're still having this, how many decades later, issue. I mean, it's getting old.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, this needs to stop.
Yeah.
These people need to understand this is not their place. And what's weird is I get all these, it's not my place to judge, it's God's place to judge. Well, stop. Well, stop freaking judging.
I was going to say, that's exactly what they're doing. They are completely judging.
Then go by your... belief and stop judging other people.
And
just do what you need to do.
And taking this into their own hands, it's not only judging, it's taking your judgment into action.
You're judge, jury, and executioner.
Yes, exactly.
And it needs to stop.
The question is when and will it?
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to something a bit better.
If you say so.
So, do you remember Aunt Bethany?
Name rings a bell.
Christmas Vacation.
I love that movie.
Yeah. So this was brought to my attention Saturday night.
Okay.
Chuck, one of my friends from Camp Quest, he messaged me on Facebook and said, hey, you got to check this out. I want to make sure that I'm right.
Okay.
So I'm going to play you a clip.
All righty.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did you hear that?
What was I supposed to catch?
Let's try the enhanced version. Just a little short clip.
Okay. What did she say?
She said, one nation, indivisible.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember.
I tried to enhance that as best as I could, but her husband was really loud when they put in Under God.
Yeah.
So, and I watched the video, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen it in quite a while.
I very scrutinized the video there.
Uh-huh.
He does not say it in the video.
Well, look at their age. Well, I mean.
Right. So they put his voice in afterwards.
Oh, really?
It's the way it sounds to me, and it's the way it seems to listen. Because when you listen to the original over and over again,
right,
it sounds out of place when it says under God. Because right. It's louder than everything else.
I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, look at his generation.
Right.
Under God was not in the pledge. Right.
She would have remembered. She's old enough to have memorized One Nation Indivisible and been very hard to change it.
Yeah, I mean.
So the question is.
Look at her age, and that was the 80s.
So the question is, did she do it intentionally? Or was that written into the script? Or did she.
Or did just based on her memory.
Right. She did it the way she memorized it, and they had to go in and stick in Under God.
I can't believe they actually went in and dubbed it.
Well, that's what it seems like. We're not saying that they did.
Right, I know, but I mean,
and they only show, when they say the under God part, they only show the back of his head. But his head doesn't move like he's saying under God at that volume.
Right, right.
So that was just something interesting that was brought to my attention.
But yeah, I mean, that movie was from the 80s, and they're like in their 80s just right. about. So they've only mostly ever known the pledge without under God in it. And, you know, in the 80s, it had only been, what, not even 30 years? Well, maybe by the time that movie came out.
About 30 years.
So it had it for their age. You know, they're looking at 50 years without it.
Right.
So, yeah. And, again, I still think having that in the pledge when that was not the original pledge and the fact that we still have it in there, and especially if we're supposed to be, you know, equality based,
right.
Why is it still there?
Yeah, I just thought that was a nice reasons greeting from Aunt Bethany.
But yeah, I remember them saying the pledge on that movie, and right. I almost thought I had heard that, but yeah, it the under God part is like almost amplified.
Yeah, that's what I thought was really weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just something that Chuck brought to my attention. I was like, hey, that's kind of cool.
They need to take it out of the damn pledge.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Anyways.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
And that means it's time for our Mr. Potter Award.
Alrighty, who's this week's?
So this week's Mr. Potter Award was very interesting.
Alrighty.
I managed to get a qualifier with one action.
Meaning he all the extras that you like,
yes,
he did it
yes,
in one
action.
Swoop.
One swoop. And this is Hanover County, Virginia Supervisor Wayne Hazard. I was thinking Hazard County, which there is a Hazard County, by the way.
Of course there is. Anyways, back on focus
who
here.
Who is a self-described Christian conservative Tea Party Republican, compared atheist to Islamic State militants as he urged residents to pray during Thanksgiving gatherings. I could read what he has to say, but we know how good I am at that.
That's funny.
So, here it is.
This is normally where we present our invocation. Tonight, we're going to do something a little different, and I ask the board to indulge me. I'm going to pull item B off of the consent agenda, and if y'all will bear with me, we're going to do this as part of our invocation. As we celebrate Thanksgiving this week, I think it appropriate that we continue to remember the reason that this great nation was formed and by whose grace it continues to survive. Christians who formed our nation celebrated days of thanksgiving to God. The Jamestown and Plymouth colonists recognized that they were sustained only by God's providence and celebrated Thanksgiving feast. George Washington, John Adams, and James Madison, our first, second, and fourth presidents, respectfully, issued Thanksgiving proclamations calling the young nation to unite in expressions of gratitude to God. Each U.S. president since Abraham Lincoln in 1863 has issued a national Thanksgiving proclamation. In these days of an enemy from outside of this country, as well as people from within who would attempt to remove all recognition of God from public life, we offer this proclamation as a reminder that the United States has always acknowledged our nation is dependent on God's grace and providence. I will now read the proclamation. Whereas our founding fathers recognized their dependence on God and the work of his hand in their lives and this nation, and whereas again we humbly acknowledge God and his protection and provision for us today across the nation in our community, and whereas in the midst of all the chaotic events in our nation and around the world, we are reminded that security and liberty continue in our nation only because of God's loving care, and whereas we are able to wake each morning and exercise the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, to worship freely and openly, and to go through each day without fear for our lives, and whereas we are thankful for our countless blessings and bend our knees to ask him to revive and uphold godliness in the lives of the men and women in our nation and our community, and whereas with freedom comes the responsibility for obedience to God and his commands, and we ask his forgiveness as we pursue peace, justice, righteousness, and his favor and praise, praise God for his long-suffering, kindness, mercy, and goodness. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Hanover County Board of Supervisors does hereby urge and encourage the citizens of Hanover County, Virginia, to include prayer in their Thanksgiving celebration. Members of the board, I make this motion that this be added to our program.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Will you stand?
So.
Okay, I just had flashbacks of being in church.
Okay, well, that's one thing. But before we get to that, I would like to talk about the serious breach in protocol.
Oh, yeah, duh.
So pulling an agenda item off the agenda and sticking it where the invocation goes is a no-no.
I was going to say, I imagine that's not allowed.
No. Robert's Rules of Orders don't allow it, which I'm assuming that's what they go by, because that's what everybody goes by.
Uh-huh.
Not to mention that creates a situation where the invocation is now part of the business meeting, which is also not allowed. You can't have invocations during the business meeting.
Right. I mean, he just had them take a vote during the invocations, which means the public also doesn't really get to put their say in, which he just basically made his own rules.
Right. So he that's count number one.
Uh-huh.
He broke the rules of good governance shit, of how boards are supposed to run.
Right.
Okay. Then... he talked about the basically comparing atheists to outside influences wanting to get rid of God, which would be, in his mind, I'm assuming, Islam.
Well, on that note, that's kind of funny that you say that, because in the beginning, you know, he's talking about how they came over to America to celebrate their Thanksgiving for 3 days. And all that kept going through my head is, yeah, we're over here and we're going to eventually, you know, the Indians that we're sitting down with to have this meal, we're eventually going to wipe you out because you don't go with what we say, which is essentially what he's saying with the same thing, how he views atheists.
Right.
You know, we want to wipe you out as well.
Right. It's ridiculous in the extreme the way this thing is worded, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much God in it.
Well, that's what I said.
Praise,
I mean,
to God.
I felt
get on,
like,
your knees to God.
It's seriously, I was getting flashbacks of sitting in church, because that's exactly what he sounds like. Yeah. I mean, for a while in like the middle end of his talking, I kind of like was not zoned out. I was hearing everything he was saying, but at the same time, like, wait a minute, I'm not in church. Why does this sound like church? Because that's exactly what it sounds
like. Part of
a sermon.
Like, yeah, part of a sermon.
Yeah.
There was so much of it, though. I see a lot of stupid resolutions that go through councils and stuff, because I track that kind of thing.
Right.
But this one's probably one of the worst ones I've seen for being overtly Christian. Well,
and I assume he was not called out on this.
No. Well,
and
not during. So, it passed unanimously.
Well, that's what I was going to say. My question is, on a legal standpoint, how can what they voted on stand legally because it wasn't, it was in an inappropriate part of right, council. It technically doesn't count. Dutton? What kind of word is Dutton? Dutton. It didn't count. I had two words in my head. I said it at once. But yeah, it technically should not have counted.
Well, I agree.
Because it was not during the voting time.
Well, yeah.
So on a legal standpoint, that shouldn't hold.
Well, it's just a proclamation. It's not like it's a law.
No, I know that, but it's still, it's...
I know that.
I don't like when people go outside the rules. It irritates me.
Right. Well, and then he's urging people to pray. Now, this is a government organization that is telling people they should pray. And they should pray to this particular God, is what he's saying.
Yes, that is true. It's, you know, his God only, and, you know, not thousands of others.
What's interesting is he says that, you know, the first, second, and fourth presidents, leaving out Jefferson, and the other, nine presidents before Lincoln?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. Just playing, cherry picking to fit his own facts.
Yeah, but don't they always do that?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. But, I mean, the fact that I think what irritates me the most is the fact that he did this and no one called him out on it. I mean,
Well, I have a feeling there's going to be a lawsuit.
Well, in true Potter fashion, he did what did he... Bleh, I can't even talk today. What is with me? He did what he want, when he wanted to, and... He doesn't care.
No,
you know, this
care.
Country needs to be, you know, God-fearing only, and anyone who isn't God-fearing, kick their butts out.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, that is as pottery as you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, one action. Just one 3-minute action. I got all three.
Usually you're like, and there's more, but we didn't need to go there.
I don't have more. This guy did it in one shot. I think he's our super potter.
For getting it all done in one shot? Yeah, I suppose so. But I don't know. I think sometimes when people have a history, which I'm sure if you dug more, you would find more on him. But, you know, when you tend to go, and there's more, and then you're talking, and then, and wait more, you know? So I think that is very Potter worthy as well. Yes, it's awesome that he did it all in one shot. And I don't mean awesome as in cool. But the fact that, you know, sometimes when you have Potters and you just keep going and they did this in their past and then they did this and they have this long sheet record of jerkness. I mean, you know, so that's how these people all become Potter worthy.
Well, I have this feeling this is just the beginning of his Potterness.
Oh, I would not doubt that one bit because he doesn't seem to care at all.
I have a feeling we'll be talking about him again.
When you listen to him talk, he sounds... Just matter-of-factly, you know, like there's no question in what I'm saying, you know, that kind of a scenario. Anyways,
I think that's going to do it for today.
Yeah, I think so, because I'm just ranting now.
Yeah, I know. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Next week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Podbean patron page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.